Welcome back in. Final hour of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porther with you on this Tuesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And we are pleased to go to our 102.5 The Game phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com and welcome in Nashville Predators General Manager David Poile. David, thanks so much for taking time to join us. How's the offseason treating you so far?
I've been a little busy. Again, nothing's been quite normal yet due to this COVID and the Delta variant, but we got hockey back in Nashville yesterday. The players were on the ice yesterday afternoon in our development camp. It was really, really exciting to see some of the young players. It was, I didn't realize I got to meet some of them for the first time that we've drafted them 2 and 3 years ago. And because of the COVID and the change of schedules, border crossings, it was actually the first time that I got to see some of these guys live, if you will, and actually meet them. So it was exciting for us, and I know it was very exciting for them.
Well, it was, and David, to that point, Philip Tomasino, one of the top guys at development camp for you guys so far this year, and he talked yesterday about feeling like he's ready to make the jump to the NHL, and not only ready to make the jump, but ready to be a significant contributor as well. Number one, what do you think of those comments? And number two, where do you kind of forecast Philip Tomasino as to where he is right now and how he could potentially fit into your lineup at this point?
I had a talk with Phil yesterday, too, and he always has impressed me from the day that we drafted him in terms of his I'd say maturity for a young player, but his focus. He doesn't get too far ahead of himself, but, he has a good way about him in terms of where he feels he's going and how he's going to get there. You know, we've had a conversation as to what we've done in the offseason, where we've created some openings by moving some players, and basically we're wide open to putting him on our team this year if he's ready to play. So I like him as a player, I like him as a person, and I think he's got a real good chance of making our team this year.
David, are you looking at this coming season like more of an immediate opportunity to see what some of the young guys can do? Obviously Tomasino is one of those, but Cody Glass coming in, Tolvanen could be in various spots. Like, do you look at it like, let's from the start see what the young guys can do, or is it just whatever the best lineup is the best lineup and go from there?
I really think that we're going to give these players a, I don't want to say an extra opportunity, but it's almost like it's their job to lose. When you make decisions to trade a Ryan Ellis or to trade a Victor Arvidsson, there has to be a plan, and the plan was to, for example, to give Tolvanen, and as you mentioned his name, or Tomasino, a chance to play regular for us. We didn't go out and sign another veteran player, if you will, to replace Arvi. And with Ellis, for example, it's faith that Dante Fabro will rebound to have a strong season, that Alex Carrier will continue to play the strong game that he played, making our team in the second half of the season. So, yes, I guess you'd say there's a big push here right now on a more of a youth movement, or to give our younger players that we feel have the biggest potential, the most upside in the next several years to make our team this year.
Nashville Predators General Manager David Poile on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And David, obviously a big move yesterday. UC Saros signed to a 4-year, $20 million contract. How important was it for you and for your group to get that done with UC Saros and know that he's going to be your guy for the next few years?
Yeah, obviously really important. Every negotiation has its different twists and turns or what have you, but I think we arrived at a fair number, and I think we arrived at a fair number of years. UC is 26 years of age. Last year was his first year of being the number one goalie. He's had I love his resume, in terms of how we brought him over, played parts of three seasons in Milwaukee, has been under the mentorship of Pekka Rinne for the last two or three seasons, and basically took over for Pekka for sure in the second half of last season, and now it's up to him to see whether he's truly a number one goaltender. I mean, there's a lot of things that Hugh still has to prove. It'll be his first year, obviously, with Opeka. He, in a normal 82-game schedule, he's going to be called upon to play more games than he's ever played before. You'd certainly like your top goaltender to play 50 to 60 games in an ideal situation. I believe the most he's played in a year is 42 games. And in addition to that, obviously we hope we're a playoff team and we need our number one goalie to be able to be there for us in the playoffs. So a lot of prove on both sides, but I would hope that we'd all agree that based on his resume, what we've seen in Juice's progress, how he played last year, that I'm pretty comfortable that Juice is going to be a really strong goaltender to inherit the number one position from Pekka.
Well, David, you mentioned the mentorship he got from Pekka Rinne. As you project forward, I guess in a perfect world, if it could go how you'd like it to go, would you foresee him being a mentor at some point to Yaroslav Askarov and sort of those two being the two and maybe just sorting it out from there, depending on, obviously, Askarov's development and, of course, if Saros can maintain this level of play?
I guess that could happen someday. That's really, to me, looking a little bit too far down the road. That's kind of what I probably always say to you, that my job is to look 3 to 5 years down the road, and Askarov is certainly going to be part of that. Hopefully next year being signed, I would think a normal progression would be to play in Milwaukee for 1 to 2 years at least. You know, I think that, and then maybe be up here at that point in time. If Juice plays out his 4 years, he's 30 years of age. I would think competitively Juice would be, for a goaltender, in the prime of his career. So to your point, yeah, mentorship and tutelage in a 1-2 relationship like that would be fantastic. You know, again, I don't know how exactly that's going to play out in terms of the competitiveness, how good Juice is going to be at that point in his career, and how good Askarov is. But I hope it's a good problem to have. Let's stay it that way.
David, you mentioned earlier this offseason that negotiations, or I guess conversations with Ekholm and Forsberg in terms of an extension and not yet begun, but also mentioned both those guys have expressed interest in staying in Nashville long term. Is there any update? Have you begun conversations with Ekholm and Forsberg when it comes to contract extensions? Where do those talks kind of stand at this point?
Yeah, now that we're past the UC situation, now we're going to turn our focus now to Ekholm. I actually spoke with his agent yesterday afternoon, and we're going to talk either later this week or next week on that. And then I think shortly before training camp, we'll reach out to Philip Forsberg and his camp and sort of get a lay of the land as to where Philip's thoughts are right now. So those are the next two priorities.
Well, how do you feel about those two guys and just how they view where things are going? And I guess, David, how important is sort of the competitive aspect of the term you've used, competitive rebuild? You know, I mean, obviously players who are a little bit later in their careers probably don't look forward to several years of rebuilding. Like how much do you expect that to, I guess, come into the conversations, you know, sort of giving them your vision for the short term?
That's a very important part of the conversation. And they have to believe in the organization and what we're doing and where we're going. And I will, I've certainly had talks, you know, with both of them at the end of the year on a little bit on that. But I think as we get into, say, negotiations, if you will, that those conversations will be, you know, taken up a notch. And I'm going to give my viewpoints and my vision, but I certainly need to see how they see themselves fitting in, because you know, those type of players need to be our best players. They need to be leaders for us, and so they need to be totally bought in, or it's not going to work for them or for us. So it'd be important discussions that, you know, hopefully will lead to future contracts with us. That would be the goal.
David, obviously a really important signing to get Mikael Granlund back in the fold for you guys as well. As you kind of look at the moves that have been made this offseason and the opportunities that you've mentioned for some young guys as well, where do you see Granlund kind of factoring into this lineup? He's played at wing and at center to close out last season as well. How do you kind of view where Granlund fits into the mold right now?
I think Granlund ranks right at the top of our fours in terms of use, contribution, versatility. You can see that in the way that he's being used, not only on a regular line, but on penalty killing and on the power play. So I would think, and if you're rating your forwards simply by ice time, he's probably going to be one of the top two or three players in terms of their usage. I think, again, he's a good role model in terms of how we want to play as a person, how he carries himself, how he prepares himself. I really feel our players, and especially going back to the beginning of this conversation when we're talking about bringing in more younger players or putting younger players in a more important position, I think Granlund is going to serve as a very important player for us both on and off the ice, and I would think strongly that he would assume and be put into more of a leadership role than he has been in the last couple of years for us.
David, do you think this can be a playoff team if Ryan Johansson and Matt Duchene don't significantly improve their production this year? And then on top of that, would you like to see them get an extended look together next season?
First of all, I think as talking about our team is that that's going to be our goal, is to make the playoffs. I know we've made a lot of changes, so that I certainly expect that there's going to be a lot of people that don't feel that we will be, but that will be our goal. I think when you talk about individual players, in this case, in Johansson and Duchene, they are a part of our team. Hopefully they can be a big part of our team, but like any individual, and this is, again, why I think hockey is the greatest team game, is that oftentimes the best players aren't your best players, although you would like them to be. Oftentimes the best players in the league don't end up winning at the end of the day, or winning the Stanley Cup. I mean, Connor McDavid right now is the best player in the league by consensus. They lost out in the first round of the playoffs. The year before, they didn't make the playoffs. So it's a team game. We need everybody to do their part. I'm in addition to Johansson and Duchene, I'm expecting a lot of players to have better seasons. I don't think that's unrealistic in terms of how certain players have played or where they are, you know, presently in their career, especially some of these younger players. So, I think the last part of your question, would they play together? I think that's a decision for our coaching staff. I would think that there would be a good chance that they could play together, but you know how it goes during the season, by good play, bad play, injuries, a lot of things get shuffled around. I think Duchene has that versatility of being able to play both center and the wing, and we'll have to see how that all plays out.
Well, David, we certainly appreciate you taking time to join us this morning. Have fun the rest of this offseason and in development camp as well. Looking forward to getting training camp fired back up here in just a few weeks.
Okay, I will. It's exciting. Come out and see us. We've got some good young kids here.
Absolutely. Predators General Manager David Poile, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. We'll come back. We'll react to what David Poile had to say there. Some interesting comments from the Preds General Manager. Take your thoughts as well on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.